I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The oppression facing evangelical Christian churches in Uzbekistan continues to grow, and one missions leader says it doesn't appear to be easing any. Forum 18 reports a church in Tashkent was raided and leaders jailed. Russian ministry Sergei Rakhuba says persecution is causing the church to grow, just as it did during his time in the Soviet Union.
Small home churches are starting everywhere. These young people, they want to continue spreading the gospel. Despite of any pressure, they continued carrying the torch and faithfully expanding God's kingdom.
$360 will train a next-generation church leader. We turn next to the Central African Republic, where HCJB Global's Kurt Bender says shortwave radio is the main tool used to access news. This spring,
our trip was to install a second transmitter and antenna to use at a nighttime frequency that would extend their broadcast hours into the nighttime hours.
Many have come to Christ through the gospel programs. Bender says there's still a lot to do.
Pray that the producers would take the truth of the gospel and convey it in terms that are culturally relevant.
And the award-winning short film En Tus Manos, or In Your Hands in English, is being used to connect with the youth of Latin America. The film won awards for Best Actor and Best Short Film at the Beverly Hills Film Festival. Now, One Hope, who co-financed the film, plans to distribute it to schools, prisons, and churches, along with their Book of Hope in Mexico, Colombia, Argentina, and Peru. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Worshiping God is expected of every Christian. M&N wants to help you with our exclusive E3 CD with your fiscal year-end gift. It features Chris Tomlin, Laura Story, Phillips Craig and Dean, and more. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.